knives above the knee?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the ones that come right below the knee but not all the way to the bottom?
Oh, wait, no, wait. It's been so long since I've seen something like that. Let's see. Now, the shorts, you know, you have the short shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I guess you have the regular shorts. I don't know what you would call the one above the knee, you know, because fellas wore them, what they call knickers.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how far pillow pushers come down. I don't remember now. It's been some time, but I think they were the three-quarter length.
Okay. And what would you call clothes that somebody else had owned and worn until you got them?
Used?
Okay, if you had an older brother?
Hand me down.
Do you have a word for very fashionable and good-looking clothes?
You mean contemporary?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking of the way I would compliment a person. Sharp, sleek. Chink. I don't know.
What's left?
C-H-I-C.
Chink. Meaning a good-looking clothes?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was thinking. You didn't specify just males, right? Yeah, you know, if I walked up to a dude, I'd say, hey, man, that's... I use gangster a lot. You know, gangster's involved in that, I mean, whatever. But I say, hey, man, that's a gangster. Oh, you know, we call them bad rags.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I want to do.
Our threads. Those are some dynamite threads you have on. That's a gangster suit. A boss tie. You know, any adjective.
Uh-huh. And gangster means what? I haven't heard.
Just whatever. It's loose-fitting, you know, like a good-looking girl goes by. Hey, she's gangster.
No.
It's very loose. Generally.
Okay.
You can say I got a gangster headache. So you almost have to fit it into the context of whatever's being said.
Okay. Have you ever heard or used pimp stuff for good-looking clothes?
No, not in my...
Okay, how would you store winter clothes in the closet? During the summer to keep
them. Okay. You're talking about my personal recollection of how are they stored?
Some people
put them in mothballs and all, but I'm not into that because I don't dig anything smelly in my clothes. So I don't do that, but some people store them in mothballs.
Okay, what do you call those things that you might put something around them and hang them up rather than using mothballs? The bags?
You're talking about the clothes bags that they used to?
Okay, yeah. Call those bags?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call the real lightweight variety that you get from the cleaners that your clothes might come back?
That covers them?
Mm-hmm.
What do we call them? Cleaning bags.
Okay.
That's what we call them.
Okay. And is there a different name for the kind you carry on an airplane?
I call that clothes bag or travel bag. You know.
Okay. And can you tell me about some different kinds of names for the things that people wear on their feet?
You're talking about various kinds of shoes like sandals,
mm-hmm.
tennis shoes, athletic shoes, or platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all shoes, but you refer to some as platforms. They're sandals, high heels.
How about men and women's styles? For instance, can men wear platforms, or is that only a woman? You'd call them platforms. Okay. Can we use stacks?
Never heard it used.
Oh, okay. So any other kind?
None that I can think of. I'm sure if I were somebody observing, it just coming to mind. That's about all I can think of.
Okay, what about hairstyles? For both black and white and men and women.
Okay. When you say styles, I know automatically for the black male, you're probably getting at the afro.
Mm-hmm.
But, and same thing for female.